Let us pray. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in the heavens and on the earth, visible things and invisible things, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Lord, you hold the heavens in the palm of your hand. You are before all things, and you created all things. Considering your vastness and majesty, it is hard not to feel small. Yet here I am speaking to you. You have not made yourself lofty or far off. You are near. You hear my prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you even pray for me when I don't know how. Thank you for always listening to me, even when I ramble. I will never take for granted that the living God himself dwells in me. You have invited me to your table, to feast on your goodness. You have made me part of your kingdom and your family. You have even shared with me your nature and your glory. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hundreds of years before Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem, Isaiah proclaimed a hero would be born to redeem Israel and sit upon the throne of David.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth ever forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:6-7.
He would have many names: Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. But we know him best as Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Farley, and welcome to another Christmas episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. We've been showcasing how the story and themes of Christmas are painted throughout the entirety of Scripture. One of the most iconic prophecies foretelling the birth of Christ is Isaiah 9. In this passage, Isaiah described a child that would be born and gave him five unique names: Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Today, we look at the name Mighty God. Many believed that the Messiah would be a mere man to lead the nation of Israel like David. But Isaiah clearly states the Messiah would not only be a man, but God himself. Jesus is the God of all creation, the Lord who parted seas, toppled walls, and struck down enemies. He was more than a mere man or an excellent teacher. Jesus was not a political reformer or justice advocate. He was God incarnate.
Then Jesus yelled out one more time, "Father, I give you my life. It is now finished." Then he gave his spirit to the Lord, the one who, with a word, spoke light and life into existence, spoke his final word. The same lungs that breathed life into mankind in the Garden of Eden exhaled their final breath. Immediately, the curtain that hung in the temple was torn in half, symbolizing the tearing of Jesus' flesh, removing separation from man and God forever. The ground began to shake and the skies poured forth rain. Rocks were split in half, and for a moment the dead walked among the earth in darkness. The earth itself was mourning the death of its creator. A Roman commander saw these things happen and gasped in awe. "Truly, this man was the Son of God," he said.
John affirms the identity of Jesus many times in his Gospels, but the most famous declaration of his deity is in Revelation, where we see Jesus sitting on the throne of heaven.
"Then I saw him, the hero, the one who created the galaxies with a breath, the giver of life, the shepherd of the flock, the Son of Man. He sat upon his throne with gentleness and grace. He spread his arms to his people and said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' I fell to my knees and watched him in awe. All who were with me bowed before him. 'I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end,' he said. 'All who are thirsty and all who are weak, come to the fountain of living water.'"
The religious leaders of Jesus' time put him on trial because of his claims of being God. He was brought before the Sanhedrin and charged with blasphemy. They offered him the chance to deny his deity and leave their courts as a free man. But Jesus didn't waver in the face of death. Knowing his destiny awaited him on a cross, he boldly proclaimed himself to be God.
Jesus was placed in front of the Sanhedrin, a court of religious and political officials. Jesus remained quiet, observing the anger in his accusers' eyes. "If you are the Christ, tell us," they said. Jesus answered plainly, "If I tell you, you would not believe. If I asked you whether you believed, you would not even give me an answer. But I will say this, from now on the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of God in power and glory." The council rose out of their seats. Feeling as if they had trapped him into confession, they asked, "So you are the Son of God then?" "You have said it," Jesus replied. "You see," they replied with applauding. "What more testimony do we need? We have heard it from his own lips. Who will deny it?" Caiaphas, the high priest, then ripped his robes in passion. They believed to have caught Jesus red-handed of blasphemy, claiming to be God. Yet they did not truly understand they were the ones acting as their own gods. As Adam and Eve in the garden, these priests rejected the God standing directly in front of them.
Jesus is God, meaning he's more than an excellent example to follow or an influential leader to appreciate. He's worthy of our worship and obedience. On Christmas, we don't just celebrate a good man. We praise a mighty God who came to save us. Jesus, our mighty God, is not a distant and unapproachable deity. He's chosen to intimately dwell within you. Yes, you. Can you fathom the magnitude of this truth? The same power that created the universe, the same love that conquered death, resides within your very being. You're not alone, my friend. You have the indwelling presence of the Almighty God guiding you, empowering you, and transforming you from the inside out. In moments of weakness, remember that the one who holds the stars in his hands is right there with you and in you, strengthening you all the while. In times of uncertainty, know that the one who knows the end from the beginning is whispering wisdom in your heart. You're never alone, for the mighty God Himself has chosen to make His home within you. Embrace this truth. Let it ignite a fire within your soul and live each day in the awe-inspiring reality of His powerful presence. Thank you for listening to the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and let us know how this series has impacted your life. Remember to download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.